Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Thomasson. Batting second. The second baseman, Daryl Thomas. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Goodson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bruce Miller. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Falcone. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Pete Falcone. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Stone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Steve Stone. And now, play ball. Gary Thomasson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomasson strikes out. One out. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Adams. Kessinger reaches second base with a double. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kessinger moves to third. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock strikes out. Two outs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Falcone. Kessinger scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomasson, who is chasing the ball. Munday reaches third base with a triple. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales takes first base on ball four. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton takes first base on ball four. Morales moves to second. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Munday scores. Morales scores. Thornton moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Morales. Adams reaches second base with a double. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Adams moves to third. One out. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adams scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Cubs. Bruce Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a fly ball into center field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards third. Goodson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Madlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Monday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Pete Falcone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falcone strikes out. One out. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodson juggles the ball. That's an error on Goodson. Morales moves to second. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mercer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Adams hits a line drive into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0-for-1 in the game. Montanez hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mercer. Stone reaches second base with a double. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kessinger bunts towards third. Goodson fields it and throws to first for the out. Stone moves to third. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Madlock is walked intentionally. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Munday for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Goodson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Miller for the out. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Trillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thornton moves to second. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-2 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Falcone fields it and throws to first for the out. Thornton moves to third. Trillo moves to second. Two outs. Randy Moffitt now pitching. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Montanez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Randy Moffitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moffitt is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomason takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Thomason moves to second. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-2 in the game. Mercer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomason scores. Thomas moves to third. It's 3-2, Cubs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Mercer moves to third. It's Giants, 3, Cubs, 3. Darryl Knowles now pitching. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0-for-2 in the game. Montanez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mercer scores. Adams moves to second. It's 4-3, Giants. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Goodson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Madlock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mercer. Madlock reaches second base with a double. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Monday hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Adams. Monday reaches second base with a double. Madlock scores. It's Giants, 4, Cubs, 4. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morales is hit by the pitch. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Pete Lockhock now playing right field. Bruce Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards second. Trillo scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Randy Moffitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moffitt is 0-for-1 in the game. Moffitt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knowles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Trillo takes first base on ball 4. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-3 in the game. Swisher strikes out. There goes Trillo. The throw from Hill to second, and Trillo is out. Two outs. Darryl Knowles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knowles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Knowles for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Thomason hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Knowles covering, for the out. One out. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mercer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas moves to third. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Adams strikes out. The throw from Swisher to pick off Thomas, and they've got Thomas picked off. The throw back to Swisher and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-4 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to second. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Madlock hits a line drive into center field. Thomason picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Thomason. Kessinger scores. Cardenal moves to third. Madlock moves to second. It's 5-4, Cubs. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Monday takes first base on ball 4. George Mitterwald pinch hits for Pete Lockhock. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardenal scores. Madlock moves to third. Monday moves to second. It's 6-4, Cubs. Rob Sparing pinch runs for George Mitterwald. Charlie Williams now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodson fields it and throws to home to get Madlock. Monday moves to third. Sparing moves to second. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Trillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Monday scores. Sparing moves to third. Thornton moves to second. It's 7-4, Cubs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-4 in the game. Swisher hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sparing tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-4, Cubs. Darryl Knowles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knowles is 0-for-1 in the game. Knowles takes first base on ball 4. Thornton moves to third. Trillo moves to second. Tommy Toms now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Kessinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Rob Sparing now playing left field. Jose Cardenal now playing right field. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Montanez strikes out. One out. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Goodson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-3 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knowles fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and San Francisco Giants, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.